Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse. It's a gorgeous day in Hawaii. It's going to be a little muggy, so you'll want to drink a lot of water when you're out on the golf course. And if you'd like to play around like the gym rats are at Poipu Bay, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. At Poipu, there's a 9:30 and an 11 o'clock. Kapolei has a 12:30. Olomana has a 10:30. Makaha East, an 11:30. And at Wailea, on the Emerald Course, you can play at 10:56. Speaking of playing and dominating, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association had a team go to the, indeed, the 2014 National. It was the Junior America's Cup. And Hawaii won the 42nd Junior America's Cup yesterday with Sean Liu topping individual scores by 5 strokes. He was 2 under, while the next best score was 3 over. Congratulations to the entire Junior America's Cup team from Hawaii winning. Great job. And I'm trying to find the scores for the women's. It's been a bit difficult to get the updates. In other news, Golf World Magazine, the oldest golf magazine, is no more. 10 staff members of Golf World lost their jobs Monday. Golf World will be a digital publication under Golf Digest. No more. Hold in your hands, read the newspaper, and read the magazine. Dustin Johnson not playing this weekend or the next weekend, and he's not going to play in the Ryder Cup. In a statement, he said he's stepping away from golf for personal reasons for a short time by committing the time and the resources necessary to improve my mental health, physical well-being, and emotional foundation. I am confident, he said, that I will be better equipped to fulfill my potential and become a consistent champion. And there's a golf publication now with unnamed sources saying Johnson failed 3 drug tests for marijuana and cocaine and that he was suspended by the PGA Tour. Unprecedented, the PGA Tour denied that. They usually have no comment, but the PGA Tour in this instance said he was not suspended. And at Firestone, Sergio Garcia blowing away the field, and tee times were pushed up because of bad weather. Tiger Woods, he just looks frustrated and just a little bit embarrassed. All right, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible. Coming up is David Kass, PGA, head golf professional at Salish Cliffs Golf Club, and I'll be playing there on Monday. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And we want to welcome to the show our latest sponsor, that is Creative Plumbing. And whether you're building a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Hawaii won the 42nd Junior America's Cup. Hawaii's girls won the 42nd Girls Junior America's Cup. They came in tied for 7th. The girls tied for 7th. The boys won. And bringing into the show now, I am happy to welcome David Kass. Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
Awesome having you on the show. I can't wait. I'm going to be playing golf with you on Monday.
Yes, you are. I even made sure we're in the same group. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, great. I got to get to take a lesson. I know you taught the Junior Golf Academy at Treetops Golf Resort in Michigan, Director of Operations at North Palm Beach Country Club until 2011, and then at Salish Cliffs Golf Club, the Native American-owned casino resort golf course designed by Gene Bates. You actually built the facility, the clubhouse, the golf cart facility. That must have been interesting, being able to start something from the ground up. What was that like?
Oh, it was fascinating. Always a learning process, and I love trying new things. That's why, as you read off my resume a little bit there, you can see I've moved around a bit. That's one of the great things about the business. And when I talked to Gene Bates about the course and saw some pictures, I got a little bit excited, and then the Superintendent Bob Pearsall and some tribal members showed me around the facility, and it was just a beautiful place that they were finishing up. And I got to come in about 9 months before we opened and help out with the final grow-in, as well as the clubhouse, as you mentioned, and figuring out how we were going to run the whole operation, which you don't get that many opportunities. Unfortunately, golf isn't quite booming the way it was several years ago, so the opportunity to open a new facility was just too exciting to pass up.
Okay, I got to ask you, you know, there are a lot of people who say pace of play is contributing to the lack of booming in the golf industry, and that there are ways to set up a golf course to enhance pace of play. Something as simple as putting water coolers, let's say at the fourth hole, to move people up to get that water. Do you do things like that at Salish Cliffs?
Well, we certainly have water coolers readily available during especially our hot season we're going on right now. We believe in the tee it forward movement that Jack Nicklaus has been championing, and I'm amazed. I thought it was going to be a little more challenging to get people to, you know, to go a tee forward. Our starters do a great job talking about it to the guest. We have some little handouts that the USGA provides us. And with that, we can, we've had people go forward, and I've been amazed the number of people that come in the golf shop and said, that was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. I got to reach a par 5 and 2. I haven't done that in 10 years. It was a blast.
Yeah, and so tee it forward basically says, okay, this is what you can accomplish, so just move forward. Explain it a little bit.
Right. It kind of has a little chart that will talk about how far you hit your drive and then give you an appropriate set of tees to play. And, you know, often, you know, the going to those middle tees that a lot of people love to play, the old traditional white tees, puts a course in that 64 to about 6,800 yards. And, you know, they've done studies with PGA Tour players, and they've shown if they were playing that same for how far they hit it versus the average player that's playing those white tees, the tour would have to play, you know, 8,000-9,000-yard courses.
So, in other words, I'm really putting myself at an extreme disadvantage and a ridiculous expectation on myself. There's no way I could play the course and actually have fun. It'd be a struggle the entire time if I were to set myself up on the quote-unquote men's tees.
Correct, correct. It's always interesting to me. We sometimes lose sight of the fact that golf is a game. You know, most of us don't play this for a living. It's to, you know, to have some fun out there on the weekends, or hopefully even during the week if we can get away. And that's the main thing out there. I don't see a lot of people going to the bowling alleys and you know, getting real upset if they roll one into the gutter and you know, running around looking for a new ball because that one didn't work. I need a new bowling ball, right?
Well, I don't know. You know, sometimes they're too heavy. If you don't have your own. Speaking of that, do you have clubs available?
If I don't
bring my clubs, which, you know, I don't necessarily want to schlep them around because, you know, they're inconvenient, and I don't want them to get lost. I hear so much about clubs getting lost with airlines, so I'm not going to bring my clubs.
I already have a set of clubs picked out for you. I understand you know, you like the men's senior flex.
Yes.
So I've got a set. We do use the Titleist series clubs for our rental sets here at Salish Cliffs, and they're always available for you. So, you know, we do have a little charge for them, but we might find a way to get a, you know, get your clubs for you while you're out here this weekend.
That would be
there,
fantastic.
Danielle.
I looked at the beautiful pictures. This is a forest course, at least from the picture that I saw, and the grass is lush. It is deep. How do you suggest playing this course?
Well, we're a traditional parkland course. You know, it's cut out of the Comanche Valley, the area that the land the tribe owns. And we're on about 320 acres, which is a pretty substantial sized piece of property to build a course on. And Gene Bates did just a wonderful job. He has a lot of smooth transitions of the elevation change because we go up and down around 600 feet, most of which you don't notice, or you do it between the holes, transitions a little on the par threes. And then we use the lushness you see is because of using a T1 bent grass. And we use that on the tees, fairways, and greens.
Wow.
So it's the same playing surface on all of them, obviously just maintained a little bit differently. And it's beautiful out there. It's a little contrast to the other course we're going to play when you're out here, which is much more traditional link style.
Yeah, before we talk about that other course, which of course we're very excited about, I'm going to be staying at the Little Creek Casino Resort. That is where Salish Cliffs is attached to. It's the same. Is the owners are the same?
Correct. The Squaxin Island Tribe owns Little Creek Casino Resort, and that's been around for almost 20 years now. And then we were built on the back end of the property, so it's just a little drive over a bridge and up the hill where they have shuttle service on a nice little Cadillac people mover that they bring people up from the resort right up to the course. You can see it from one side of the hotel. You know, we have just under 200 rooms there. And the tribe's been doing great with the resort. They just keep adding amenities. Since I've been here, they added an RV park and a spa and a cigar lounge. When we started having ESPN here for Friday night fights. They were here last night. If you happen to be up last night watching the fights on ESPN2, that was filmed right here live.
Wow, that's exciting.
Go ahead. And those ESPN people like to play golf, too. We had them up playing, and they really enjoyed it, too.
That's the Little Creek Casino Resort. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to my spa day. I was asked if I'd like to play 36 holes or if I'd like to play 18 and go to the spa. Guess which one I chose. It's a no-brainer.
Right. You chose what I wanted to do, but they told me I have to play the 36 with everybody. I wanted to be there with you.
All right. Okay. So now the place where we're going on Sunday, well, I land and we go to Chambers Bay. People say, Chambers Bay, where's... Well, it's like you're looking at Puget Sound. Beautiful pictures. You've got to look it up online. This is where, for the first time in history... The U.S. Open is going to be played on the west coast of the United States. So for everybody on the west coast, Hawaii, this is your year in 2015. You've got to start making your plans because it doesn't get any easier to go to a U.S. Open if it's on the west coast. The flight time is 5 hours plus a little bit, and unless you have a nice tailwind. And we're gonna have just a wonderful time. You have friends in Seattle. I know everybody went to school somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, or you know somebody who did. This is the time to go to the Pacific North. This must be exciting for the whole industry of golf to have the U.S. Open, our national championship, coming to your backyard, Chambers Bay.
Absolutely. Real excited to see it there. We're looking forward to it. You know, the Robert Trent Jones, the second, put in this course going back about 8 years ago now. And it's a really fun, exciting links golf course right on the Puget Sound, as you said. The views are breathtaking. We'll have a little lunch before we go out and play, and you can sit out on the patio, and you can see all 18 holes. I've always been jealous of them working there when they could walk outside and say, you know, we're all our groups, and they could just literally walk out the back of the golf shop and count them and see exactly where everybody is.
Wow. Now, let's go get those guys at 9. What are they doing?
Right.
A powwow? Move along. We're a resort destination. You're a resort course, and you were talking to your guests. Sometimes our guests tend to think that, you know, I paid to get here, I paid to play, and I'm going to take my time. But you say that you're able to talk to the guests and get them to tee it forward, and therefore speed up the pace of play, so everybody has a better time of it. They're not exhausted after a 5.5 hour journey down the links or on the course. How do you address that?
Right. Well, we have a couple methods that we use. You know, again, the tee it forward helps. We have GPS-enabled golf carts that that let both the guests as well as us know how they're doing for pace of play. Mm-hmm. You know, we give a minute's timing for each hole out there, and then we kind of watch. And we've got a very cool system with our carts that if a cart goes more than 7 minutes behind the pace of play, it turns yellow on our screen. It turns yellow on our marshals and starter screens, so we know immediately. It turns red when it goes 15 minutes behind, and we're able to address the problems quicker. We can kind of see, hey, you know, you're starting to fall a little bit behind. You know, try to keep up with that group in front of you. We set a realistic pace of play of 4.5 hours. We understand that, you know, if we get into the wet winter months and we're cart pass only, it could take a little bit longer because you're walking a little bit more. But for the most part, we hold pretty close to that time. You know, we'll drop behind it a little bit, but a five-hour round out here gets is rare. And for a lot of people, you know, when I was up at Treetops, I remember they would push six-hour rounds of golf. And we had exactly what you're talking about, people going, I paid my money, and I'm going to take my time.
Yeah. Yeah. The funny part about it is, though, when it takes that long, even though you're having a really good time on the golf course, you're beat by the time it's over. And you just don't, you need a second to, someone take me to my room. I just need to die now. And that's no fun. And nobody wants to be behind. I think, you know, people letting people play through because you're taking so many gosh darn pictures is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if there's room, we love, you know, we'll ask groups just step aside for a moment, let that threesome, there's three, there's nobody behind them, they'll go through you and then you can continue on your pace. One of the things I use successfully as well, we're asking them, look, you're two holes behind. We're going to skip two holes, get you back into position, and then you go out and play two more holes afterwards. Typically, they don't take me up on going back for those two holes. After 16, they're like, you know something? We've had enough golf for today.
And that's why the time for playing nine holes, if you don't play a lot of golf and then all of a sudden I'm on vacation, I'm going to play 18 holes, people don't realize how much it takes out of them. So sometimes that
right.
Nine holes and you taking away two, I wouldn't mind. You know, it's, oh, really? We're just going to move forward. Because I just don't have the time to keep my game up. I you know, I'll pick it up. I'll pick that ball up and say, well, I'm just going to move forward. And there's nothing wrong with that, people. You're not violating a rule of golf if you do that, especially
no,
if you're just having fun playing, right?
Right, absolutely not. You know, I when I started in this business, one of my first mentors, Bill Davis, down at Jupiter Hills, we would all go out there and get ready to play at 2 o'clock because that's when the staff was allowed to go out and play. And there would be about eight of us on the tee, and we were on the back tee box ready to, you know, tackle this course. And he'd walk out there, and he'd take a $100 bill out of his pocket and say, anybody can shoot 65 or better from the forward tees. Back then, we actually were able to call them ladies' tees. We call them forward tees now, you know.
Thank you.
But he said, anybody that can shoot 65 or better from the ladies' tee, I'll give you $100. So we just bolted up there. And he told me later on it was a trick he used when he was teaching Jerry Kelly how to score. Because if you're playing a really challenging golf course, shooting 70-71 is great. But when you're out there on tour, you need to be able to shoot 64-65. And, you know, so he learned how to shoot those lower numbers by moving forward on tees.
So if I give Tiger Woods an incentive of $100, is that going to help?
Well, you know, when I was making minimum wage, $100 was a lot. You know, I'm not sure $100 is going to entice Tiger very well.
Okay, I'd like to take a break real quick and talk to you. We're talking with David Cass. He's PGA professional, and which, by the way, is like PGA is professional golf association. So if I say PGA, it means he's a professional. People always do that. PGA professional. Really? So, yes, PGA professional. And he's over at Salish Cliffs, Little Creek Casino Resort, top-notch golf resort option in the Pacific Northwest. Some place that you should think about staying when you go to the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay in 2015 in June. Let's take that break and come back with David right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection. Locally owned with people you trust.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, I certainly hope I don't do any of that. And I don't think so, because there's trees all around me. So if anything, I'll ding a tree. And I apologize. Right after the show, I have to go pack. Right after I pack, I have to get to the airport and get to the security line. It's not because, you know, you have to get there to wait for the plane. It's because the security line is going to take forever, an hour and a half the last time I went to the airport. So get there, get bags checked, get on the plane, fly to Little Creek Casino Resort, Salish Cliffs Golf Club, where we are going to play in a parkland golf course. Absolutely beautiful. Salish Cliffs, numerous awards. 2011, including top 10 status in Golf Digest, biennial 2013-2014, America's Greatest Courses by State, Golf Week's top 50 best casino courses, the Gene Bates Design named best new course by Golf Week and Golf Magazine in 2011. And check this out. Salish Cliffs became the first salmon-safe certified golf course in the world in 2012. What does that mean?
Well, the tribe, the Squaxinana tribe, is known as the people of the water. They've relied on the salmon for their sustenance, for decades. Right. So while we don't have any salmon-bearing creeks on the course, we have some wetlands and creeks that feed down into the ones where salmon will spawn and hatch. So it all comes down into that watershed and down to the Puget Sound eventually. So the tribe from the very beginning was committed to making sure that nothing we were going to do at the golf course was going to have any adverse effect to the salmon or anything to the water quality here. So we kind of almost wrote the book on it for a golf course, as Salmon Safe had been done for vineyards and some other industries in the past. And they were very intent on making sure that we were great to the water and the salmon and everything else that's affected by it. So, you know, they spent a lot of time with stewardship partners, and Robert Pearsall, our superintendent, a very, very intense program to make sure he's not using any chemicals that could affect any of that.
That's managing water runoff, reducing pesticides, advancing environmental practices throughout the region. That's something everybody should do, just de rigueur, you know, just because we're stewards of the planet and we want to pass it on, the regions on, to our kids. So they
Absolutely.
Have the same experience. Now, speaking of experiences, you know, I'm going to play a much better game when we get to Chambers Bay. You know why?
Why is that?
Why? Because, see, Parkland is beautiful, absolutely stunning, but my ball's not going to roll very far. But when I get to Chambers Bay, it doesn't matter if I hit a really good shot, it's going to go. See, and it's going to go and go and go because it's a links course.
Absolutely. One of the caddies there gave me a great line when I brought a group out one time and said that here at Chambers Bay, sometimes your mishits go further than your solid hits.
Yes. That's happened for me plenty of times. The girls and I go play, I don't hit a really good shot, but it's rolling. And I'm kind of like, they know I'm a little depressed that I didn't hit a good shot. I'm not, angry, but I'm just, like, oh, darn it. I thought it was going to be really good. Hey, but Danielle, look at that. It's still rolling. And it's still rolling.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm kind of where you are. It wasn't pretty, but it got there. So I'm really excited. I can't wait to be there. It's going to be so much fun. And, of course, I'm going to talk about it next week. Because I will have played it, and you should come back and join me again if you've got time. And we'll talk about Danielle's better play at Chambers Bay. And I have never had a caddy. And this is...
Really?
I've never played with a caddy. It's always been a cart. We don't have caddy programs here. People move you through pretty quickly in carts and on resort courses. And then if you're on a walking course, you're just walking. So this having a caddy, what club do you suggest?
The caddies out there have been great in my experiences with them there, and I know we'll have some good ones for us on Sunday tomorrow.
Yeah, well, for me, this is a learning experience, learning how beautiful the Pacific Northwest is because it's my first trip, and I'm just very excited. Looking forward to meeting you, David. Thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure, Danielle, anytime.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. We're going to talk with Amina Peterson, Life Foundation. It's the Partee Charity Tournament. Come and partee with us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I seem to have lost. There's my tee sheet. I knew I had it somewhere. If you'd like to play, Makalei has a 10-28 and an 11-56. Kapolei has a 12-30. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 10-20. And the Wailea Gold Course has a 10-02 and a 10-20. Now, Amina Peterson, this woman can play, and she loves to walk courses. She puts her bag on her back, she straps it on, she's got her weapons, and she walks. You're amazing, and she is the Life Foundation. We're going to be talking about the Partee Charity Fundraiser for the Life Foundation. Welcome to the show, Amina.
Thank you, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. When was the last time you played?
I played last weekend.
Where'd you go?
Two weekends ago. Bayview. I like walking that course.
It's so a wonderful little course, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a good, fun, it's not too much work till you get to the back nine as far as walking goes. And then there's some hills that that, you know, make you feel like you did something other than play.
Well, because the front nine's a little flat and you kind of get warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
You get that cardio going and you're just, then all of a sudden you got to truck those hills in the back and the views back there. They're awesome. Absolutely.
Yeah, they are.
Do you miss having the bunkers be grass bunkers rather than sand bunkers?
I like the grass bunkers. You know, I spend a lot of time at the beach, and so I find it easy. I get plenty of sand there, so it's okay for me to have the grass every now and then.
Hey, we get to practice our chipping.
Exactly.
Yeah, in Hilo, you know, it's cute. On Kauai, I think it is, or is it Hilo? I think it's Hilo has no very few bunkers because of the heavy rain there all the time. So,
right.
You know, and so the same thing for Bayview. It's just too difficult to keep the bunkers with sand. So it's more of a natural environment, which is what more golf courses need to go for. Use what nature gives you, which is what golf is all about from the beginning of time. Nobody went out there and bulldozed, except now at St. Andrews. I saw a bulldozer when they were making some changes. And that sort of depressed me. But they got to, I guess, get with the program, which I ought to. Since we're here talking about the Life Foundation, and I love this, the Par T. It's a charity golf tournament, a Life Foundation benefit, and it's in September, so you have lots of time. Tell us about, first of all, how does this tournament work?
Well, the tournament is, this year we changed our format to a three-person scramble. So it's a good, fun tournament. We try to make it as festive as possible and to keep in line with the play on words of the party. And we have our Bloody Mary and the Mimosa Bar in the beginning, and just to get everyone warmed up. And then there's, you know, great prizes and contests on all the holes, or not all the holes, but throughout the course. And we finish up with some live entertainment and a great dinner out at the beach golf course. So we try to make sure that it's a real fun time. We have, this is our second year doing it. So when I decided last year I'm in charge of the fundraising and thought, well, you know what, I like to play golf. So why don't we do a golf tournament, something that I, you know, can have a little more fun with. And it went well last year, and I'm looking forward to our second year out. All the proceeds that we raise, every penny goes to benefit our programs and services that we have at Life Foundation. So every dime raised goes directly to programs to prevent the spread of HIV and to work with those that are living with HIV and AIDS here on Oahu.
I need to ask you, I understand that new cases are not happening like they were in the 90s, the 80s.
Thankfully, no. New cases are not happening at the same rate that they were in the 80s and 90s. And some of the changes, when people are diagnosed, they don't die right away. In the 80s and 90s, it was a death sentence.
Yes, it was. I lost many friends. And Freddie Mercury is like, I mean, the tragedy, knowing what we know now, first of all, in prevention, and then if it does happen in treatment, I mean, those lives could have been saved. And it's, you know, good friends of mine.
Yeah, I've lost good friends. And, you know, we've lost some good people on this planet just unfortunately with the advances. Now where they are, we don't have to lose that. We just had a baby born here on Oahu to positive parents that it tested negative. And so that just goes to show how much of a difference programs like ours have made. We have one client that's 19, and she was born to a positive parent, and she has HIV. So we've come full circle with programs and services, and we are able to really make a difference through education and through treatment, and people are able to live long, functioning lives when they do have it. And we are able to prevent it, and that's our goal at Life Foundation.
That's wonderful. So this is the Par T Charity Golf Tournament, a Life Foundation benefit. It's a three-team scramble. Mm-hmm. It's greenies closest to the pin, on and off, hole-in-one contests, okay? Mulligans available for purchase. And this is what makes me very sad. The maximum handicap is 24 for men and 30 for women.
Oh, Danielle.
I'm very sad. Very sad.
You know, it's funny. Last year, we had people come in that just knew they had won. We did it. We were waiting for our first place prize. And those handicaps really, you know, when you get a scramble, I suggest all of you out there that are close to scratch golfers that you go get someone that maybe might, you know, lower it a little bit because that really comes in handy in the scrambles. And we have great prizes. We have prizes from Alaska Airlines, from Mokulele Airlines, from some of our great hotels here on Oahu and on neighboring islands, and Callaway Golf, Razor Concepts. We have a ton of prizes out there. So it's definitely worth the investment.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Germaine's Luau, Consolidated Theaters, Doubletree, Alana Hotel, there's just Golf Tech, Callaway, Alaska, Mokulele, Body Glove, Maui Divers, Jewelry. Thank you, everybody, for... And then, of course, Eva Beach Golf Club, a really beautiful golf course. That's the Eva Beach Golf Club, where the Partee Charity Golf Tournament from the Life Foundation is going to be held. What's the date, everybody? When, Danielle? When? You haven't said when. When is it?
September 8th. It's Monday, September 8th. And we have a 12:30 shot grand start. But come early for the putting contest and the Bloody Mary.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say Bloody Marys first, but...
Ocean Vodka is a generous sponsor, and so if you don't know anything about Ocean Vodka, look it up. It's a great vodka made locally, made on Maui. It's an organic vodka, and they are styling us out with the Bloody Mary bar. We've got a private chef out there in the morning making creations for us, so it's going to be fun.
I think I might have to ask for afternoon off from traffic reporting. What do you think?
There you go. I think that's a good call, Danielle.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. All right. So I thank you so much for being on the show. Where can we register? I know that registration is open, but I don't have the website on my sheet here.
You can register if you go to www.lifefoundation.org. You can register directly there. There is a link to the golf tournament page, and also we'll give you a chance to learn a little bit more about what we do at Life Foundation. And if you have any questions, you can contact me directly. I am at Life Foundation at 808-521-2437, and my extension is 252.
We're talking with Amina Peterson. Yes, Amina Peterson, 521-2437, 521-2437, extension 252. And if golf's not your thing, and I know you listen sometimes, there's people who listen to the show and they don't play golf. Isn't that, I think that's so cool. Thank you for listening, by the way. The 30th annual or anniversary awards gala, the Honolulu AIDS Walk, the Red Dress Ball. If you go to my website, you'll see Amina in her red dress ball gown. Wow. Girl, you are hot. That is awesome.
Thank you, Dan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And have a great day. Are you playing today?
I don't know what we're doing today. We might head out. It's kind of gloomy out there, though, so
yes,
we'll see what happens.
Well, may you hit the sweet spot every time if you do go out. Have a fun day.
Thanks, Danielle. You too.
Thank you. Amina Peterson. This is the Life Foundation Partee Charity Golf Tournament. If you'd like to get in touch with her, 521-2437, extension 252, or you can go to lifefoundation.org, okay? It's an O-R-G. And bingo, you'll find out everything that the wonderful people at the Life Foundation do for people in our community. We'll be back with Michael Patrick Shields and a special guest. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire. Do you know that he's not been to where I'm going, Chambers Bay and Salish Cliffs? I never thought I'd be going someplace that the one and only Michael Patrick Shields, who's been in 30 countries and around the United States of America, he's never been there. But he's coming to Hawaii, and he's going to come to Kauai, and he's going to be all across the island. So when you see Michael Patrick Shields on Kauai, offer him whatever you've got on tap. We'll be back right after this. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather trim seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
The new 2015s on the lot at Acura of Honolulu. They arrived, the 2015 RDX, long awaited, finally here. Get your introductory special rate starting at 0.9% APR. Choice of colors you didn't see last month because of the light inventory. And just around the corner, a new Acura sedan, the groundbreaking 2015 Acura TLX, coming to Oahu next month, and the buzz is building. So you got to get down, oversee TJ Jones. He's over at 942-4555, 942-4555, 777 Alamoana Boulevard, right around the corner. And now, coming to Oahu, no, he's not going to come to Oahu. He's going to go straight to Kauai, and I'm not going to see him, which is a bummer because Michael Patrick Shields, golf writer, travel writer, host of Michigan's Big Show on over 10 radio and TV stations, and award-winning, not only his show, but he has a personality multiple times, is going to get married. Wow. And his fiancée, Lisa, has never been to Hawaii, and she's coming to visit with him, too. So this is absolutely awesome. Hi, Michael. Patrick Shields.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Is Lisa there?
She is listening to you on streaming audio, which I know you could get your program worldwide from the island.
Yes.
And we just got engaged this week, Lisa Rocco and myself, and she looked at me and said, I said, where's your dream destination? Where have you never been? And she said, Hawaii. And she also wants to go to the Holy Land. And I said, okay, let's do Hawaii first, and we'll work on the Holy Land. So here we come to Hawaii, and I think since we got engaged this week, it would be good honeymoon practice, don't you think?
I think it's good honeymoon practice, but it's not a honeymoon.
No, but I mean, we've got to practice for the honeymoon, yeah. Because I want to get it right.
Yes, yes. You are such a good man. I mean, look at that. You're going to get it right. You're going to make sure that, all right, let's evaluate. How did you, what would you do differently? What can we add? What can we subtract? Now,
yeah.
You are staying at some fabulous hotels.
you know, Lisa's a teacher, so she's going to be the one telling me how to get it right.
Well, yeah. That's what I mean. You're going to ask her, what do we need to subtract? Yeah. What do we need to add?
You know, there might even be a red pen involved. I don't know, but I'll find out.
She's probably giving you a sideways look right about now.
Well, seriously, though, we can't wait to get there. I've never been to Kauai, and so I thought, you know, you and I have been doing this. I've been reporting from around the world for, I think, 13 years now.
Yes.
From the Scotland and Ireland, the Middle East, you name it, the islands, and so forth. And I thought maybe it'd be fun to have a little turnaround here since you have been to Kauai. And I know I'm pronouncing it incorrectly.
No, you're
and
not.
I have never been. So I'm full of questions for you about what it's like.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, let's just start off with you. When you're landing, you're staying at the Kauai Marriott Resort on Kalapaki Beach. Okay?
Okay.
Now, that is right. That's the Kauai Lagoons. And the Kauai Marriott was originally built by Chris Hemeter, who had in the 80s some incredibly largesse, grand ideas. I think one of the fountains is like an Apollo with the four horses running. It's just, there's Grecian. It was all Greek and very luxurious, extremely luxurious. It's really a beautiful hotel overlooking the bay. And the golf course has what one of my favorite features, a lighthouse.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
like
it's,
Turnberry, kind of.
Yes, it does have the Turnberry because it's red with a white stripe. I don't think they all. Yeah,
Hilton Head, then, kind of.
And like Hilton Head, that's the one. That's the one. It's more Hilton Head style. Yes, Harbor Town. So it is like Harbor Town. You're overlooking this beautiful harbor on Kauai and in a glorious hotel, with the lawns that just take you right down towards the water's edge. It's a beautiful place to get married, Lisa. So that's you're going to stay there at the Kauai Marriott at Kalapaki Beach for two nights.
Is that a sunrise side or a sunset side?
Oh, my goodness.
I like them both.
I understand. All of a sudden,
and
I'm turning around.
Very often I see them both, too, in one night, if you know what I mean.
Yes, no. Yes, that's, now Poipu Bay is on the south side of Kauai. So on the south side, you kind of all the islands, you sort of get the sunrise and the sunset. Although,
okay.
you know what I mean? It's this, because it's coming to your, on your left, you get the sun coming up when you're facing south, and on the right, it's going down. And I'm not thinking, right, if you were on Oahu, I'd be able to tell you what mountain range would be in your way. But as a visitor to Kauai, I've never really looked at it like that, about which is the best place. Where would I send somebody to go see a sunset? Chaz, do you know Kauai well enough to be able to tell us? No, see. So Chaz is my on-air producer. So I'm going to, maybe Rick is listening. If you can think of which side's the best side for the sunrise, sunset, we'll figure this out for you, okay?
Okay. Maybe we'll get... Now, the other thing, I love snorkeling. And I wonder which of these resorts will I be able to do that, and where will we be able to get the best snorkeling?
Okay, well, you want to snorkel down at the Kauai Marriott, Kalapaki Beach in that area, but also at the Grand Hyatt Kauai Resort and Spa, where you're spending the next two nights, because that beach is absolutely fabulous. It's a very beautiful beach. The seals, we have our very own little Hawaiian monk seal. And they come up, and only in the last 10, 15 years have the seals really trusted coming on the sand when they've become so protected. They put up barriers. The beach, you know, this is now the seals' beach. Everybody stay away. When they come up with a pup, it's really awesome to watch how they languish in the sand and roll around. But you just can't get close to them because they're a protected species, right? But they know where the best beach is, right? They do. They just know where the best is.
So I want to do some languishing and rolling around on the beach, too.
Yes.
We'll get along fine.
Indeed, indeed. So those two options are very good. For when you stay at the St. Regis Princeville, that's on the North Shore. It's awesome. Completely different environment. Completely different, as all islands have a south side, which is more like the desert. There's actually a desert-like part of the island, which is very dry. On Oahu, it's the Ko'olina side. And the Eva Plain. Kau on the Big Island is the desert. Every island, of course, has its wet side. And on Oahu, that's the windward coast because the trades bring the water in. And on the north shore of Kauai, which is where St. Regis Princeville is, that's the north shore and very wet side. But that makes it green and lush and fabulous, where Poipu is a more of a link-style course, if there is one, you know what I mean? And you're also playing at Puakea, which is right next to Lihue, where you land, and it's up against the mountain range. So it's also a very special course. You've got a really nice itinerary here, young man.
Glad to hear it. My favorite thing on there, in terms of golf, I see something called Wine and Nine.
Oh.
So I presume you drink wine and play nine, and that sounds pretty good to me.
Yes. Usually it's the wine after the nine, but you can start with the wine before the nine, play the nine with the wine, and have wine after the nine. There's no reason why I can't do all of that.
Okay, good to know. And I'm writing all this down now because, again, I want to get it right.
Well, you know, I want to make sure, too, that I just got this message, Poipu, the 5:30 walks on the beach. Spectacular. So that'd be a great side for that sunrise that you want to see. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. Yes. Okay.
Sorry. Now I do remember when you have breakfast in Hawaii, you will see and taste all sorts of fruits that you wouldn't see really anywhere else in the world. True?
But we bring some of it in too. Kiwi, for instance, from New Zealand. I can grow here, I imagine. I just don't know where they are. Are you thinking of papaya?
Oh, like star fruit.
Star fruit is wonderful, but you have to eat it right away. It's one of those fruits that if you pick it off the vine, it's juicy and it's like picking fresh raspberries, you know, or what berries grow in Michigan? I can't think of anything right now.
Well, we have a lot of cherries and a lot of blueberries.
Yes, okay. You know when you pick them right off the plant, and you get to, or the tree, you know, and it's just, and that's how star fruit is. Star fruit is wonderful, and they slice it, and it's very pretty. The inside of the star fruit is the juicy part. The outside, some people would prefer not eating because it can be a little pulpy. Just.
what would you say is the vibe of the island? Is it a big island? Is it small? Is it, and what's the mood like? Is it romantic? Is it for families? Is it all those things all wrapped together?
Kauai is definitely a romantic island, and it's good for families with kids. There's lots of exploring to be done. There's a lot of hiking to be done. But some of those hikes are very challenging, and you wouldn't want to take your kids on some of those hikes. One of the most beautiful hikes is it's like a Grand Canyon, only it's Hawaii's version. And you have to be prepared for rugged time. And it might not be good for children unless you take them on hikes all the time. Yeah. So, but for kids, it's fun because the beaches are benign for the most part. Although you never turn your back on the water. Never, ever turn your back on the ocean. That is, you know, you always face the ocean, and you can walk away from it, but you make sure that there's no set of waves coming at you. And if the lifeguard says, don't go in the water, don't, because they're serious. If you go to Hanalei is just past St. Regis Princeville, and it's a beautiful drive. You can go to the very, very end of the road, and there are caves, and it's just, you'll go past these beautiful taro farms. They're not rice paddies, but if you think of rice paddies, and then you think of these big, beautiful green leaves that are reaching up to the sky, and the bulb of the plant has to have a lot of water And as it grows, it they make poi out of it. But if you, it can be cooked in different ways, and it tastes delicious. So if somebody offers you poi, you might go, yeah, kind of pasty. You know, it requires, you have to develop a taste for it. But if you take,
can you wash it down with a Mai Tai?
Yes.
I'm just thinking out loud here.
Yes, you know. Absolutely. Absolutely, everything washes down with a Mai Tai.
Okay, very good.
Can we continue this after we take a short break?
Oh, yes. I'm in northern Michigan right now, and I'll tell you why when we get back.
Okay, great. Good. Yes. You're the Caddyshack Party MC. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Kalaheo on Kauai. Michael Patrick Shields is coming to Kauai. He's going to be staying at the Kauai Marriott, the Grand Hyatt, the St. Regis Princeville. He's playing at Poipu Bay, at Kauai Lagoons, at Puakea. He's kind of moving. Is he going south up north? That's what you're doing. You're coming right up the island, and there's part of the island you can't go on. You know, no island has a road going all the way around it. There's a couple of reasons for that. We won't delve into that right now, why roads don't completely encircle it, but it's an ancient sort of tradition. It's fascinating. Then after Poipu Bay, then you're going to the Prince Course and the Makai at Princeville. And when you play you're so smart to be playing the front nine and touring the back nine, because the Prince is absolutely spectacular. I write about it in my column this month. It's a spectacular golf course, but it's challenging, and it's beautiful. It's romantic. It really is. The Makai course is kind of fun, and it's beautiful, and it's romantic, but it's not as secluded. There's not quite that secluded feeling that the Prince course has. I can't wait to talk to you in a couple weeks when you tell me about when you're here, because you'll have time to do this while you're here, right?
Yeah, I'll be talking about it and, of course, writing about it in my various syndicated columns.
Travel Tattler, and that's at, what is the A position?
You can just go to traveltattler.com and get all of my travel writing, and it appears in various places, but everything's warehoused right there.
Everything's warehoused, right? If you want to find out about going to a place that Michael Patrick Shields has gone to, and he's been to 30 countries and almost every region in the United States.
Yeah, it's got a list of recommended restaurants and recommended hotels and just for fun stuff if you want to pop around there and have a look-see. But, yeah, afterwards, obviously staying at three different resorts and all the golf and snorkeling and spas, by the way, and everything else that's going on, I'll have plenty to talk and write about.
Yeah, you're at the Halelea Spa and Kane's Hot Towel Facial. Oh, yes, and the Halelea Facial for Lisa. Oh, Lisa, this is great. Inara. You're going to be at the Inara Spa too. Wow. Wow, you guys, you're just having
great. We're blessed.
Yeah, you you know, can I join you?
No.
Oh, well.
And Rick can't join us either.
Yes, well, you know, I would be such a good tour guide, and I'd know when to disappear.
Okay. No, you're doing it right now.
Okay, all right. Darn it. So you are in a beautiful resort. Somebody told me, I was listening to Matt Janella on Golf Channel this morning. He said that Michigan is one of the most beautiful places to be at this time of the year to play golf.
It is, because the temperatures are mild, and for those people in the south and southwest, and you know, to get up here and be able to play in the high 70s, low 80s, and we're on the far western end of the eastern time zone, so it's light till virtually 10 o'clock at night, and we've got lush forests and plenty of terrain. God knows we had the snow this winter, so everything's green, and I happen to be tonight emceeing a 60th birthday party at the Walloon Lake Country Club, which Tom Watson is a big, big fan of, and Ernest Hemingway grew up just about 200 yards from there down on the shores of Lake Walloon or Walloon Lake, and it's near Petoskey, if you're familiar with that part of Michigan in the northwest. And so this party, they've gone to the extreme, and they've changed the name to Bushwood Country Club, and they're going to have the classic car out front, similar to what Rodney Dangerfield pulled up in the movie, and they're going to have gophers and putting contests, and they've asked everyone to come in character. And so I was thinking, what should my character be? Which of those characters am I most like? And I decided that, unfortunately, I'm just snobby enough to be in the Judge Smales territory. So that's what I'm going to wear tonight. I'm going to be like Ted Knight, Judge Smales. And I'm going to give the whole, and I'm seeing it, so I'm giving a toast. So I thought maybe I could rehearse it with you.
Okay.
Can I do that? So I'm going to be in the red blazer with the bow tie, the black bow tie, and the whole getup.
I'm seeing
just
it.
Just like he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to say, it's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat. How's that?
I think it's going to go over big time.
I hope so.
Nicely done, Michael. Michael Thanks. Patrick Shields. I should call you Patrick.
That's what they do in Ireland. They just drop the Michael and call me Patrick.
Right, Patrick. Mm-hmm. Let me ask Lisa, or what is Lisa? What character is Lisa?
She does not have to be Mrs. Smales, because Mrs. Smales is kind of, she'd be Lacey Underall. She's just gorgeous and a very fine golfer, and looks fantastic in her Lily Pulitzer golf outfits all the time and her clothes. And so she's just a living doll. I'm a lucky man.
You are a lucky man, and thank you for being on the show. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to Lisa. But maybe one day.
Yeah, when we get back, we'll call you and give you all of our, most of the details, put it that way.
There you go. And that's all I want.
Okay.
Michael Patrick Shields, thank you for being on the show with me this morning. And have fun. I can't wait to talk to you about your trip to Kauai. It's going to be absolutely fabulous.
Mahalo and aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're talking with Kerry High. That's right. You know, he puts together everything that the guys are challenged with when it comes to the greens. But you have an opportunity to say where the hole location, or if you're listening in the UK, the pin placement, will be for the 16th at Valhalla for the PGA Championship next week. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get star protection.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the world grows too intrusive, escape to one that's all your own. The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
The 2015s hitting the lot at Acura of Honolulu, arriving the leading class 2015 RDX. Long awaited, finally here. Introductory rates, 0.9% APR. Choice of colors you didn't see last month. The inventory was light, but now they are here. And just around the corner, there's the new Acura sedan, the groundbreaking 2015 Acura TLX. That's next month. There are plenty of 2014s to choose from. You can get the best values of the year, special rates, and lease officers, that is, lease offers. And it's right now, the time. Don't wait another minute. That's right. Get on down to Acura and see TJ Jones. 942-4555 is the number. And they're right at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. News, first of all, there's a demo day you should get to at Waikele Golf Club. 10 o'clock this morning until 2 o'clock this afternoon. At Waikele, a demo day, 2-day. Juniors play free through the month of August at Poipu Bay. And I'm speaking about juniors because Hawaii's team won the Junior World Championship. And I just got that one completely wrong. There are so many junior events. And Mary B. Porter King is probably going, gosh, Danielle. It's the Junior America's Cup. And they won. Sean Liu topped the individual. He was 2-under, and by 5 strokes, he beat the field. I mean, congratulations, Sean. Awesome play. Congratulations, Team Hawaii, winning the 42nd Junior America's Cup. We have such an incredible group of junior golfers for such a little tiny state. I'm just thrilled. Now, the PGA of America Chief Championship Officer is Kerry High. He's on the show to talk to us about something that started last year. You can help pick which hole location will be used on the 16th hole at the PGA Championship in Valhalla. We're going to talk about the strategy of picking hole locations, how they impact the game's best players in a major. He is a leading authority in tournament golf course setup and operations. His name is Kerry High. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry, I can't hear Kerry. That's odd.
Hello?
There you are.
Danielle, sorry, how are you?
No, it's
good
not
your... Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning and good afternoon. It's amazing. I've got to ask you, one of my first questions that I've always wanted to ask is, when a golf course designer puts together the greens, does he have a certain number of pin placements that he thinks about putting in on that green?
You know what, Danielle? I don't think they do. I think they create a number of areas, and on those areas, make sure there's sufficient room for numerous hole locations. But I don't think they go in there saying they have either seven or eight specific locations. It's just creating enough general areas on each specific green so that it provides, you know, options and opportunities so that you don't have to keep having the same whole location every day.
Yeah, and I was looking at, that's 16 at Valhalla. Has a couple of spots where if you're not careful, you're gone. Can you describe it a little bit?
You're right. Well, the 16th hole, if you want to go back first off to 2000 PGA Championship, that was the hole, if you remember, in the playoff where Tiger Woods holed a birdie putt in the playoff and then did that sort of famous point to the ball as it went down.
Yes.
So we're excited to bring this PGA Championship Pick the Hole Location Challenge hosted by Jack Nicklaus and presented by Samsung to this very hole, the 16th hole. And as you say, it's a very challenging par four. It's 508 yards from the back tees. So it's a dogleg right around trees with a creek all running down the right-hand side of the hole. And that's just the challenge from the tee shot.
Yeah.
The green, as you see, if you go to PGA.com, you can see on there the layout and the four hole locations that we have selected for fans and listeners to tune in, go to PGA.com and vote for which of the four hole locations you want us to use on the Sunday, the final round of the PGA Championship. So you will have a bearing, or the hole location that is selected that has the most votes will be the one that we use for the final round, and that will be used on next Sunday, the 70th hole of the 96th PGA Championship.
It's amazing how quickly it's coming. It's what you can do is it's the PGA of America started the Pick the Hole Challenge hosted by Jack Nicklaus last year. And for the Pick a Hole competition, you're giving everybody an opportunity to really be a part of the PGA Championship. Not only are you able to see where the hole locations are that have been selected, and these are the ones that you would choose. Right, Kerry?
Absolutely. I was out there a couple of months ago and made sure that we selected a green that has, to your point earlier, a lot of different hole locations, so that not only are there these four possible locations for Sunday, but obviously I need three others for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, plus areas for the practice round. So, in effect, this particular green, we needed 10 or 12 plus hole locations, and it certainly has that, which is one of the reasons we selected this specific hole. But if you go to the website on PGA.com, Jack Nicklaus talks about the hole. And for the first time, which we did not do last year, you're actually able to have an interactive experience and actually play the hole online. So you get to sort of feel how it feels to play the exact 16th hole to the four different hole locations. And then you can make your selection, which hole location you want us to use. And as I say, the one with the most votes we will use. And you have until next Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. So you can watch the first three rounds of the championship on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, see how the players are playing it, and still vote. And you can also vote once a day, every day between now and then. So you can certainly have an influence on the final hole location.
This is Kerry High. He's the PGA of America Chief Championship Officer. It's his job to figure out the best place to make it really tough on these really amazingly fabulous, talented, I don't know how to describe them, the golfers that we watch on the PGA Tour on the professional level are playing at such a high level that all we can do is be in awe. They're just... It's amazing when we talk about Tiger Woods, you know, and struggling and coming back from surgery, and this is only his fourth, and why isn't he on fire and doing exactly what we expect him to do, because he's always done it before. I mean, it's ridiculous, our expectations. And to see him out there, the only place that you can actually get back into form is out in the middle of competition. On television, the center of attention. You have to struggle, you have to fail, you have to try things, you have to go for it, you have to be embarrassed. It has got to be the loneliest place on the planet where everyone is staring at you, and it's the only way that you can get back into competitive form, because you can't do it on the driving range, you can't do it playing for $100 bills on the golf course with your buddies. You got to do it in the middle of everything. And I'm just always in awe of how great these players are and how they work their way back. You can, as Carrie was talking about, Carrie Haight is the PGA of America Chief Championship Officer. You go to World Golf Tour or WGT.com. WGT.com. And then you scroll down to pick the hole location challenge. There are four locations on the 16th green. And if you want to play it online in virtual reality, you just go to WGT.com and you'll be able to play those different hole locations. It's kind of like playing golf, you know, those golf games that you play on a computer. And it's very cool that they've teamed up with the PGA of America, the Pick the Hole Challenge hosted by Jack Nicklaus that started last year. I've got to ask you, Carrie, is there a path to becoming a PGA of America Chief Championship Officer? You have such an important job. How did you get there?
Well, I think primarily it's a passion and a love for the game, which is why we all work in it and enjoy it so much. But certainly I was a keen and a very avid golfer as an amateur, a decent amateur golfer, but just loved the game and learning about the rules to start with, how tournaments are put together with all the volunteers, television, media, security, and just dealing with all the people and all the communities and different clubs. It's just a wonderful profession to meet such great people. And so carried on my love of the game and the passion and continued to work hard and ended up setting up championships for the PGA of America, including the Ryder Cup, the Senior PGA Championship presented by KitchenAid, club professional events for our 28,000 members and apprentices who run the business of golf day in, day out at every country club and golf club in the country. So I'm honored and proud to be a part of a great association and obviously looking forward to next week, our biggest showcase event, our PGA Championship.
Yes, and I am too. Valhalla is the fact that you play the PGA Championship every year at Valhalla must have its benefits and its challenges. What are some of the challenges of coming back to the same course to challenge
we do move the championship around. This will be the third time we have actually played the PGA Championship here at Valhalla, but other years it does move around the country. So, but coming here, we've also had the Ryder Cup here at Valhalla, and we've had two of our Senior PGA Championships here. So it may feel as though we play here every year, but not quite. But it's a wonderful course. You know, each time we come, we kind of learn from the last championship. The great thing about it has a lot of space where we're able to build, you know, all the television, all the infrastructure that's needed for a major championship. The television compound, space for the volunteers, space for the merchandise tent, space for the corporate facilities, and all of that takes up space, and most courses don't have the space that's required to host a major championship, but Valhalla certainly does, along with a truly great championship golf course that, as you say, tests the best players in the world. But one of the great things about it is it's a course that lets the players score, so we certainly would anticipate some pretty good scoring, a lot of birdies, eagles, excitement, a lot of cheering, and really, you know, it's fun to watch, and in 2000, we had a three-hole aggregate score playoff with Tiger Woods and Bob May, probably the greatest PGA championship, most exciting we've ever had. So hopefully we'll look forward to having the same again next week.
I'm sure you will. And that seems to be the PGA of America's goal, is to infuse excitement, get the fans involved, and so that we can all enjoy the game and see the best players play at the highest level. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to be on the show with us today to talk about the special PGA Championship Pick the Hole Location Challenge hosted by Jack Nicklaus, presented by Samsung. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, Danielle, thank you for having me. And for all your listeners, don't forget to tune in next Thursday through Sunday on TNT and CBS. And let's hope we have another exciting 96 PGA Championship.
Absolutely. I'm sure we will. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather-trimmed seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Sergio Garcia leads by five. Play has been suspended at Bridgestone. So that's just what's happening in the world of golf. And speaking of the world of golf, we were just talking with Kerry High. I so wanted to ask him, but I didn't feel like he, you know, sometimes you feel like people are willing to talk about something that might be a little controversial. And sometimes you get the feeling that they really just want to, you know, talk about the message that they have. And that anything other than that is not... Pin placement versus hole location. Bottom line is, pin placement is like the Royal and Ancient uses pin placement. Royal and Ancient is in charge of the RNA, is in charge of the rules of golf for everywhere but the United States. The United States, it's the USGA. The USGA says hole location. So whatever you say, whatever you're most comfortable with, you're not wrong. And don't let anybody tell you that you're wrong. A lot of people like to get really on the shoe, you know, it's like go on your soapbox in Hyde Park and talk about why your the way of saying it is so much better than anybody else's. Why, you know, you don't need to convert me. Okay, so we were talking about with Kerry Hyde, the second annual PGA Championship Pick the Hole Challenge hosted by Jack Nicklaus. What I think is so cool is that WGT.com is working with the PGA of America, and you just have to go to WGT.com and then scroll down and you'll see this banner that says pick the hole location challenge, and then you can go to that 16th green. Boy, if you don't hit it just perfectly and you hit it too far on the backside, I believe it is, there's this hill and it'll just run right on down. You have to place it so perfectly. It's a beautiful course. That's Valhalla. That's the final championship of 2014 before Ryder Cup. Ryder Cup. Interesting stuff going on with Ryder Cup. And that takes us right into the news of golf. And that would be that Dustin Johnson is taking a leave of absence, if you want to call it that. He's not playing this weekend. He withdrew for personal reasons, and then he announced that he's withdrawing from golf, so to speak. He won't be playing next weekend, the final major of the year. He won't be playing in Ryder Cup. He's stepping away from golf, in his statement, he said, for personal reasons, for a short time, by committing the time and resources necessary to improve my health, physical well-being, emotional foundation. He went on to say, Dustin Johnson, I am confident that I will be better equipped to fulfill my potential and become a consistent champion. That is certainly what we've been waiting for, because Dustin has all of the tools, physical tools necessary. He knows the game, obviously, and he's a dynamic personality on the course. People love to watch him. And he hasn't been consistent. As he said, he won Kapalua, did beautifully, and then, you know, it's up and down. And a golf publication, nobody's saying why and what it is. And in a way, I wish people would just come out and say what it is. What it is, then there would be no speculation. So out comes this unnamed source saying that he come up with three drug tests and for drugs, recreational drugs. And that he was suspended by the PGA Tour in an unprecedented move. The PGA Tour says that he's not suspended. They don't usually comment on this sort of thing, which is like, what? Why are you commenting all of a sudden? Anyway, so Ryder Cup, Tiger Woods making it into the Ryder Cup? Will he be a captain's pick? Is he playing well enough? Yeah, not with that driver. Why doesn't he break the driver? Why does he insist on using the driver? Firestone is long. Indeed, maybe he needs the driver, but you know, I don't think so. Give up 20 yards and be straight. You know, what's the deal? Why do you want to be left or right? And then he can't decide which way to miss. That must be, I can't imagine being that frustrated, as he must feel. He just has to work through it. And we went through this in 2012. This is not news, people. He did it once, and he came back and won five times. You know, the next year is like, here he's going to fail. No, he won. He's going to fail. No, look at, he won again. And he won again. He won five times. So it's hard to write off Tiger Woods. Today there is a demo day. It's at Waikele Country Club, 10 to 2. What fun that'll be. There's another demo day coming up at Pearl Country Club next weekend. So if you can't make it to Waikele this weekend, you can get out there next weekend. And I am going to get out of this chair. I got to pack. I haven't packed yet. And I'm going to go play where they're going to play the U.S. Open next June. I'm going to Chambers Bay on Puget Sound. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm just speaking from no experience, but from pictures that I've seen. Salish Cliffs is where I'll be playing as well, and I'll be staying at the Little Creek Casino Resort. Really looking forward to having a great time. Got to thank the people who make this show possible. And I want to thank my guests today, David Cass, Michael Patrick Shields, Amina Peterson, and Carrie High, the PGA Chief Championship Officer. And thank you to Creative Plumbing. Whether you're building a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. It's Creative Plumbing. Dr. Armon Chong, he's a great dentist. He's the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute. He works with you on your dental goals. His number is 737-3525. Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Beautiful course, absolutely. Nature, of course, it was carved out. Robert Trent Jones saw what he, you know, and that's the beauty of being a golf course architect. You see it somehow, and I'm amazed. And they just bring out the hole. It's wonderful. Check out Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or for your business, for your concert or your special event. Get the Star Team on your property. What they do first, they assess where your weaknesses are. Things that you may not have noticed, where somebody might be able to penetrate your protective barrier that you would like to have around your business or your home. Then they set up the security system that works best for your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And of course, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ when you go down to 777 Alamoana Boulevard. Ask him about the military appreciation pricing and the discount. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. Turn on the air conditioning because it's going to be muggy outside. A little cloudy as well. We might have a little bit of rain. Maybe that'll cool things off. Winds are out of the east, 15 to 20. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.